Governor Tony Evers is laying out his agenda for his final year in office, but he'll have his work cut out for him with Republicans in the state legislature. It's Tuesday, January 13th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, two Wisconsin hospitals say they are ending gender-affirming care for minors, citing federal changes. And what Wisconsin experts are saying about new federal guidelines for alcohol use. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferrett.
We are your hosts of Wisconsin Weekend from WPR News.
Each week, our team works to uncover the stories and events that communities all over the state take pride in.
Our goal is to bring you closer to the unique perspectives and the traditions that make Wisconsin a great place to call home.
Along the way, you'll hear uplifting stories of neighbors in your community making a positive difference.
Saturday afternoon at 3 and Sunday morning at 10.
Governor Tony Evers is pointing fingers at Republican lawmakers for rising property tax rates. That says both parties seek to use affordability as an election year issue. Looking ahead to his final year in office, Evers called for more than $1 billion to be put towards property tax relief. Republicans have blamed him for recent rate hikes, pinning them on a budget veto that raised revenue limits for schools. But Evers argued that property taxes have been going up for years.
Wisconsinites were going to referendum for increasing the numbers of years long before I became governor. And the question would be why? Because of a decade of Republicans consistently failing to meaningfully invest in our kids.
Evers also called on the legislature to pass other affordability measures in his final year in office, and for a bipartisan agreement on closing the Green Bay Correctional Institution. Children's Wisconsin and UW Health have stopped providing gender-affirming care treatments to minors. As Joe Schultz reports, they cited recent federal policy changes.
In a statement, Children's Wisconsin cited escalating legal and federal regulatory risk facing providers across the country. Hospital leaders say that's the reason they are currently unable to provide gender-affirming pharmacologic care. UW Health said in a statement that it is pausing prescribing puberty blockers and hormone therapy as part of gender-affirming care for patients under 18 years old due to recent federal actions. Sue Neely is with GSAFE, a nonprofit advocating for LGBTQ youth.
It's important just for, anybody else, any other person, any other child out there, to get the care that they need.
The Trump administration last month announced plans to block Medicaid and Medicare funding to hospitals that provide gender-affirming care to minors. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee County is planning on more than 60 street safety projects using nearly $25 million in federal funding. The county was recently awarded the grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation's Safe Streets and Roads for All program. The work will focus on things like curb bump outs, intersection upgrades, sidewalk expansions, and traffic calming projects. The city of Milwaukee also got an $8 million federal grant for street safety improvements on two busy corridors as part of that grant program. Kevin Muse is the city engineer.
We'll be looking at raised crosswalks, raised intersections, which require drivers to go up a slope and then down a slope, and really encourage safe speeds and yielding at the point where a pedestrian and a car might interact.
The county aims to have the work done by 2031. Federal health officials have moved away from a recommendation for what's considered healthy drinking. As Hope Kerwin reports, Wisconsin experts say the new call for less alcohol is backed by a growing amount of science.
Previous versions of the Dietary Guidelines for Americans recommended no more than 2 drinks per day for men and 1 drink daily for women. But the new version simply directs people to, quote, consume less alcohol for better overall health. Some in public health worry that's too vague, but others say the call for cutting back sends the right message. Maureen Busalaki leads the Wisconsin Alcohol Policy Project at the Medical College of Wisconsin. She says no amount of alcohol is safe.
But we also have to be realistic with the population that we're working with, right? And, you know, Wisconsin continues to be in the top tier of states that have high excessive drinking.
She says the public needs better education on alcohol serving sizes, and she's encouraged by the growing popularity of alcohol-free alternatives. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A newly formed nonprofit group is exploring the creation of a micro-college to continue the mission of Northland College in Ashland, which closed last year. Micro-colleges usually have small enrollments of fewer than 150 students. They offer programs that often focus on academics, self-governance, and work. Jacob Hunt is the founder of Thoreau College in Viroqua. He says they offer fall and spring semester programs to small cohorts of 5 to 15 students.
They're also generally very much place-based, talking about the local culture, the agriculture, the ecology, often connecting with indigenous people in those places.
Hunt says there are at least a dozen similar programs nationwide. Micro-colleges are emerging as some schools are closing due to financial headwinds and declining enrollment. A member of the nonprofit group in Ashland says it would still be years before they could enroll students. And finally, Madison residents are celebrating the release of one of their neighbors after weeks in rehab. It just so happens that neighbor is a goose. Sarah Lear has the details.
More than a dozen onlookers watched last week as a Canada goose flapped out of a cage to join other geese on Madison's Lake Monona. Among the people there was Dylan Hughes, a volunteer wildlife rehabilitator. Hughes rescued the goose last month after learning about its plight from his neighborhood Facebook page.
Some people say it's just a goose, but to me it's something that was suffering.
The goose had been trapped on the Yahara River while tangled in frozen fishing line. After Hughes used a net to capture the bird, it spent weeks undergoing medical care through the Dane County Humane Society. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we've got a quick check of your Tuesday forecast. Stay with us.
Hi there, it's Rachel Martin from NPR News. I am proud to work with stations around the country, including WPR, to bring you news that you can trust. We search out the backstory, give voice to the diversity of our nation, question along with you, and share moments of beauty, moments of joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work when you give at WPR.org. Thanks.
And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. A winter weather advisory until 9 this morning for parts of northern Wisconsin. It'll be cloudy and windy across the state today with highs in the 30s and 40s, wind gusts up near 20 miles per hour at times. Overnight, lows in the teens and 20s, and even windier with gusts near 25 miles per hour. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. As always, hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.